Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. President Clinton is on Capitol Hill now, where some House Democrats are seeking deeper spending cuts. Rob Armstrong reports on this mini-rebellion.
Conservative House Democrats are proposing a five-year mandatory cap on both discretionary government spending and the so-called entitlement programs, such as Medicare, Medicaid, and veterans benefits, to ensure that the president's deficit reduction goals are met in future years. Democrat Tim Penny of Minnesota says without guaranteed spending limits, the president's tax package is in trouble.
I think there are members of the caucus that have problems with any tax increase because some took the no-tax pledge. I think there are some from oil states or farm states that feel they cannot vote for this tax bill because of the energy tax component. That creates a significant problem for the White House and the leadership.
The House is expected to take up the president's tax bill next week. If it's passed, it will go to the Senate, where even more objections are being voiced than in the House. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The U.S. merchandise trade deficit soared past $10 billion in March. That's the worst showing in almost 4 years, and far worse than most economists had expected. The government reports imports, led by foreign oil and cars, hit an all-time high. But economist Marco Babic of Evans Economics is not worried.
I'm really not very concerned about a widening in the trade deficit. We're importing far more goods than we are exporting. And that isn't necessarily bad so long as the consumption is there to be able to buy that.
The Freedom of Choice Act is up for a vote today in the House Judiciary Committee, where abortion rights supporters cannot agree on whether states may be allowed to impose some restrictions. Voters in the small farming community of Cornelius, Oregon, have approved an anti-gay rights law. It prohibits local government from recognizing homosexuals as a minority group, and it outlaws affirmative action for gays. Cornelius Mayor Neil Knight.
If a homosexual wants to come to this town and live here or run a business here, they're welcome to do that. But I think it's just being made clear that if you want to promote your lifestyle, we've sent a pretty strong message that we're not interested in doing that.
Liz Kaufman led a group supporting gay rights.
I don't think Oregonians really mean to vote for discrimination, but now Cornelius has really made it on the map of Oregon. The first place with the word bigot around its neck.
That local measure bans any recognition of homosexual marriages or domestic partnerships. The Tennessee State Senate has voted 27-1 to allow school prayer in any county, with a commission willing to approve it by a two-thirds vote. Senator Ward Crutchfield of Chattanooga acknowledged the measure does run afoul of the 1962 Supreme Court ruling.
In schools, you're going to have prayer as long as the kids have final examinations. But there's no doubt in my mind that this bill is unconstitutional.
The Senate Minority Leader Ben Atchley is also for the measure.
We distribute condoms in school, and they can't say prayers. I think it's ridiculous. We've moved a long way from our heritage. And if it takes a court test, so be it.
Tennessee Governor Ned McWhirter has said he will not sign the school prayer bill. In Miami, where more than half the population speaks Spanish, the Dade County commissioners have voted unanimously to repeal an English-only ordinance. Commissioner Alex Pinellas.
We've moved a long way in this community. I think without a doubt it's a new era. We have matured tremendously as a board and as a community. I was not surprised at all that it was a 13-0 vote.
For more than a decade, that ordinance kept foreign languages out of county government proceedings. Breaking with a tradition that began with World War I, Pennsylvania voters have overwhelmingly rejected a bond proposal to pay cash bonuses of up to $525 to the state's 33,000 Desert Storm veterans. Dominic DeFrancesco, past president of the American Legion in Philadelphia, disagreed with the 64% majority.
It's telling a group of people who devoted their life to this country that, hey, we don't care what you did. We have no sympathy for you. They deserved the bonus. They deserved everything.
The total bonus payment would have cost over $17 million. Danish police have shot and wounded 9 demonstrators in one of the most violent battles with leftist anarchists in decades. The fighting broke out about an hour after Danes soundly approved the Maastricht Treaty on a closer European Union in their second referendum on the treaty in a year. But mostly, there was celebration at the vote. Prime Minister Rasmussen defended the crackdown on rioters, and he was grateful for the unity vote.
What we have done today among the Danish people is to have taken a decision which will have historical importance for my own country here, but secondly, for Europe.
Now the Danish voters have endorsed Maastricht, only Britain has failed to do so. Prime Minister Major called for an early vote.
We need now to put the parliamentary wrangles behind us and get on with doing business for Britain in Europe. And the sooner we put this debilitating period behind us, the better it will be.
The British House of Commons will take its final vote on the treaty tomorrow, sending it to the House of Lords, where former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher opposes it. In Germany, there's a court fight over parts of the treaty. Muslims and Croats battled fiercely in central Bosnia today, flouting commitments by their leaders to enforce truces. The fighting in Vitez began before dawn. Russia, meanwhile, reportedly has offered to send troops to monitor the border between Bosnia and Serbia. Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic is tired of dealing with Lord Owen, the European Community's Bosnia mediator.
I think he is taking it too personal, and I think we should not have any sort of vanity about it. This is the fate of these people. Reality has changed this map, and Serbs don't accept the imposition. Lord Owen should be impartial or give it up and give it to somebody else.
That somebody else, perhaps Mikhail Gorbachev and Henry Kissinger. The World Trade Center bomb cost $3,200 and, according to New York Newsday, was put together by at least 12 conspirators. Investigators say most of the $100,000 wired to the suspects may have originated in Iran. President Clinton reportedly has decided to recognize the Angolan government after years of hostility by U.S. administrations. The New York Times reports today that Secretary of State Kissinger could announce the policy shift in a speech as early as Friday. Days before the start of UN-supervised elections, a major battle is reported in northwest Cambodia between government troops and Khmer Rouge guerrillas trying to disrupt the vote. About 4,000 people attended a UN-sponsored rally in downtown Phnom Penh today, at which 17 parties made their final campaign speeches. Near Evergreen, Alabama, early today, a truck rammed into a bridge support, causing the bridge to collapse onto Interstate 65. State Police Sergeant J.C. Fowler.
One of the vehicles veered off the road, hitting the supports at the bridge embutment, causing the supports being knocked down. Naturally, it just collapsed down on the interstate.
Two people were killed, one of them in a car and another in a second truck. In Milwaukee, four people were hurt when rocks and other items were thrown at vehicles from the side of U.S. 45, damaging 13 semi-trailer trucks and two pickups. ACT UP has decided it's time to sit down, at least in the nation's capital. The local Washington, D.C. chapter of the militant gay group voted last night to disband. The chapter founder cited a lack of interest, lack of members, and a lack of money. Gold prices shot up again today, gaining $11 an ounce in Hong Kong and reaching a 28-month high in London, $378.75 an ounce. The dollar is lower, and on Wall Street, the Dow is down 7.47. It's 10 past the hour.